Welcome to the Ellie and Bex podcast. We'd like to thank all of you for listening. I mean, seriously, thank you. The Feel Good Podcast, Ellie and Bex, 91.9 CFM.
Hello, podcasters. Apologies for the sporadic podcast over the last week or so. It has been an interrupted one, to say the very least.
What happened?
The last week.
Tell me why.
Because I was away on Friday.
Oh, yeah, you were too.
Thursday was super busy, so I didn't get time to do a podcast. Then we came back for one day.
Yeah, and then did you do a podcast then?
On Monday.
I was...
No, I don't think I did.
I was having
I just did your announcement as a podcast.
Breakfast with a good mate of ours who runs a... well, he's locally manages one of the big podcast providers.
Mm.
He was like, consistency is key, mate.
Mm. Well, that's been a bit lax this year, let's face it.
Hey, I got to tell you, some lols, genuine lols.
Yeah.
In this one, strangest thing that's been stolen from you. A bloke who is honestly the most flamboyant guest we've ever had, Hans, will jump in there and get a bit Hansy. And also, you'll find out where I've got a pimple. And it's not on my face.
Yep.
Unless my face
two guesses
is between my nuts and my bum hole.
Okay. All right. look, please don't let that deter you because there are some genuine lols in there. Enjoy.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
I just wanted to take a moment to compose myself because this is one of those overshare segments that I think is going to really bring everyone a lot closer as a group.
I don't know if it will, and I don't know if we need it. Okay. You know, we're already all good friends.
Okay, we don't need it. Cool, go with your own content for the next 20 minutes.
Okay, jorts are coming back into fashion. Who
Which
would have
is exactly
that?
Why I need to tell my story about where I have a pimple. Little Smithy, who's been in the studio for the last couple of minutes, is running out.
That's fair.
Tell you
That's
what. Fair. She's like, I'm not being paid to be here right now. I want to do this. 545-11919. Where have you had a pimple? Or where is the most uncomfortable place to have a pimple? I have one. And I had thought, because it's in my last week, that it would be great to raise a certain amount of money for charity and you'd have to pop it.
Oh, absolutely not.
But then I realised I'd get a absolute nah.
Yeah, no. I draw the line at popping
Mate,
pimples.
You slept
and I
through
draw
our
the
last
line.
Thing. Which
I did not sleep through it. I wasn't supposed to be there.
Okay, so it's a low bar is what I'm saying. I have a pimple. How do I put this?
On your butt.
Not quite.
On your groin.
Kind of not quite as well. It's the closest thing to it, although it's not quite there, is a part of the body that rhymes with pooch. And it's a big pimple nearly on my pooch. The worst thing is you can feel it,
no,
but I can't see it and I can't get to it.
The worst thing is that we all have to picture it now.
Yeah.
We all have to picture your pooch with a big red splotch on it, with potentially like a white hair
I don't think
and pus coming out.
To be fair, I don't think it's got a head yet, but it really hurts. Really hurts. Like, and if you think about it, you're sitting on your pooch a lot.
There's just, like, we're going to open the phone. The plan was for the rest of the show to open the phones to this one particular
question. Yeah.
Who's going to call with anything better than that?
Well, we can We can go two ways. We can either say, where is the most uncomfortable place to get a pimple? Because everyone's got an opinion on that.
Mm.
Or where have you had a pimple? Or we can do both. Because I think the most uncomfortable place to have a pimple, have you ever tried to squeeze a back pimple and not gotten it?
I don't think I've ever had a back pimple.
Oh, my God. The pain,
I imagine. I've had a butt pimple. In fact, I think I've got a butt pimple right now.
There we go. She's in the game,
no,
folks.
I'm not in it.
You want to be in it as much as everyone else. All right.
Don't want to.
I hate to throw these two businesses into this conversation,
Apologies
but it's important to know that our Cooler of the Week gets $100 to spend at Bella Venezia plus a bunch of wonderful Campbell and Bradley flowers.
Also, I mean, we've got tickets to a family-friendly movie up for grabs as well. The DC World brings you Blue Beetle.
Yes.
It's an action action-packed blockbuster.
Mm.
Fun for the whole family.
Because
you've
got a pimple in your butt. So what are we asking right now?
I don't know.
Because I'm just under the pain of my gooch pimple. A pooch.
Whoa!
Pooch pimple.
Where have you had a pimple? Where's the most painful place to get a pimple?
Go on, people. Get involved.
You don't have to. It's okay if you don't. We can move on to the jort thing, which is quite fascinating.
Okay. Well, there's your motivation. Give us a call. Okay. There's no answer to this. Like, you can't say not at all because you just need to play the game.
Okay.
But I've shared that I have a pimple very close to my perineum. Very large pimple. It's quite uncomfortable. How much coin? Imagine I'm sitting in front of you. I'm Elon Musk, right? But Elon Musk is saying, you got to do Bex's pimple.
Mm.
Let you have gloves, but it's got to be done. It's got to be done properly. Can't be look away.
Mm.
How much? Be reasonable too, because if you go over the top, he's just leaving the table.
Nah, he's Elon. He's got heaps. I'll take 3 mil, thanks, Elon.
Jesus. Take him. I'll drink it for 3 million.
I'll let some of the pimple juice spray up.
On your face?
Maybe like an outer cheek.
Okay, no, I think that's fair. You're quite reasonable.
Not near any orifices.
You are actually, well, I'd be putting that in writing just quietly. Folks, we want to know, where have you had a pimple? 545-11919. Sarah is in Little Mountain. Hello, Sarah. Where have you had a little mountain?
Oh, it was a big mountain. I actually had a boil on my tailbone.
Oh,
that's bad. As someone with a long coccyx, I feel your pain, Sarah. That sucks.
And how did you get rid of it? Did you have to lance the boil?
Oh. No, I had to wait for it to actually pop.
Oh,
oh God, yeah. I want a chunder so bad right now.
You got
now.
A bit of tailbone juice.
You have made me laugh so much this afternoon coming home. That was just great.
About my cooch. I mean, my pooch. I mean, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sarah.
I'm glad,
you're a gem. I mean, a family that
if
shares.
If only the pimple knew what it was doing for the people of the Sunshine Coast, you know?
Like, I've seriously got sore cheeks.
So do I, mate.
I cannot believe we're doing this, but we're asking about your pimples right now.
Where have you got one?
Because
I've got one. On me gooch.
Okay. What was the point? Of being tactful and saying it sounds like pooch before.
I just
coming out and just dead set ruining.
Well, you know, it's part of the body. I'm not sure if they teach it at medical. I'm not sure if the kids up at school are going.
I don't think so.
The gooch bone's connected to the bone.
What do you
bone.
Think caused it? Have you been wiping properly?
Of course, mate. I'm just a vigorous athlete. That's the thing, and that's my best stroke of the day.
To be fair, you are when it comes to. Going to the bathroom and getting it done, son. You are a vigorous athlete.
Vigorous. I'll tell you what, if you could get abs from going to the bathroom, I'd have a 12-pack. I'd look like a Ninja Turtle, wouldn't
You'd be
I?
The world champ.
I'll tell you what.
100%.
All right, well, I think we've denigrated me enough. Let's go to the phone. It's 545-11919. Of course, Blue Beetle is from the DC world. It's the new movie. It's action-packed. It's fun for the whole family. We've got doubles for it. It's only in cinemas September 14, 545-11919. Where did you have a pimple?
Yeah, Kane's in Coolum. Kane, where'd you have one, bud?
On the bottom of my foot, and I think it was from walking through Ali's house, standing on the maggot.
There we go. Bang! I've got to tell you, as I grow closer and closer to my last day next Friday, you popping up with these little Easter eggs of joy, Kane, is just making this my time.
Kane, I had maggots in my bedroom one time.
Yes.
3.5 years
ago. And now Kane is in pain as a result.
It's just got to die, that story.
Kane, can you promise me something?
I'll let it go after next week.
I was going to say, perhaps you could keep the legacy alive. I'm happy to pay you. Happy to pay. Okay. All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate the time with you. Jeez, that is gold. That bloke doesn't know how much it means to me. Sophie is in Coolum. Are we talking about where you've had a pimple or where's the most painful place to have a pimple?
Well, it was actually my ex-husband's very painful place to have a pimple.
Did he also have a pooch pimple?
Doesn't shine, that's for sure.
Okay.
And after about 3 or 4 days of him begging me to have a look at it, which I absolutely flat out refused.
Fair.
I gave in and I had a look, and it was actually this big boil that I just couldn't resist, but I poked it and it just erupted.
Was it inside his butthole or was it outside his butthole?
It was very close.
I tell you, there's a few lines in this one, isn't there? If you ever want to end a marriage, poke a boil inside someone's butthole.
I don't know. Soph's sounding like she can't enjoy it.
I think the other thing is, Sophie, is only fair because, let's be honest, he was a big pain in your ass, wasn't he? Hey!
Absolutely! The first thing I did after was rang his dad to tell him all about it.
That is a strange family relationship you got there, so.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
What's wrong, bud?
Chaney, people who get outraged over crap can go jump as far as I'm concerned.
See, look, that's a big call coming from you because I've seen you get outraged.
But I get outraged about outrage. That's a different situation.
No, this is other one, things as well.
This is one that's very close to my heart. Bluey in hot water again. That's what they say, you know, on the media pages and whatever else. It's in hot water. It's not in hot water. Someone has gotten cranky over something that they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
If they just took a moment to go, am I being a bit of a D-head if I arc up about this, they would have gone, yep, and they would have jogged on.
Here's is the word slammed in the article?
Several times.
Bluey's been slammed.
Slammed. Is it dangerous? Detail in Bluey's housework episode confuses viewers.
Oh, okay.
All right. Here is the deal. Chili, which from memory from the 18,000 times I've had to watch the same seven episodes of Bluey.
If you've watched as 18,000 times.
As a father of a toddler. Is the mum, and in this, she's doing housework and whatever else, and has a snack, and she eats grapes, and we all know dogs shouldn't eat grapes; it can kill them.
Oh, okay, yep. Because all right, Bluey's a dog. Yep, gotcha.
Yeah, but in this, I mean, I've seen at least three seasons. I've seen a dog mow the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a dog build a fountain. I've seen a dog negotiate a sale price. At a bric-a-brac, like a, what do you call it when people have stuff at their house to sell, you know, an open home kind of situation. I have seen a dog build a pillow fort. A couple of dogs build a pillow fort inside the living room of their house that had five rooms of its own.
Yeah.
So I think we can suspend reality.
So the outrage is just because Bluey's dad ate a couple of grapes.
No, it was the mum.
The mum, so
the dad probably would have got away with it because this outrage is sexist. The other thing is, let's not forget the fact. If we want to talk, I mean, fair enough. And if you do have a dog, absolutely true. Teach your kids no grapes near the dog.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not good. It's toxic for them. But let's not forget, for ever since this wonderful series has graced our screens.
Grape
for
style.
Thank you. for one, they're all speaking English.
Mm.
For two, if we want to talk about their health and well-being, they're all walking around on their hind legs. Okay? They can't have good backs. Don't worry about the grapes.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
And thieves are running around.
The thieves, I tell you.
The beautiful place that we call home. And I'm mad about it.
Maroochydore for you?
Well, actually, last night in Maroochydore, I had two car alarms go off on the street.
Oh, no.
Looked out the window and everyone was going out and checking
their
cars. And
it was just young people having a dance party. No?
No. Well, I don't know if anyone's car got stolen, but it was quite concerning. But that's not what I'm going to talk about.
You sure you were resting in your bed, safe in the knowledge that your cavoodle would take on anyone who came through the door?
Yeah, absolutely.
As long as they weren't
Simba
more than,
would get them.
As long as they weren't more than 3 kilos in mass, he had the distinct advantage.
Simba did bark a lot at a possum the other night. Jeez, I was very concerned that someone was breaking in. It was just a possum.
So if you ever want to break into Ellie's house, don't do it in a possum costume. Dog will go nuts.
Yeah, the dog will get you. Anyway, the thieves that I'm referring to have struck in Corroy.
Mm.
They've stolen something from the Hinterland Adventure Playground, right?
I'll get staffed.
What they've stolen is so strange to me. Fence panels and two gates. 27 powder-coated fence panels have been removed from the playground. So ultimately, this playground is not fenced in. It's near a creek. It's dangerous.
I find that offensive.
Oh, God, I knew there was going to be one fence gag
what?
In there.
Have you been reading the post about it? Mm. Hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Now you're stretching. Any more?
No, I was just, anyhow, carry on.
He's run out, guys. That's what happened when he runs out.
Yeah, my gags are paling into comparison.
There we go.
The ones I had before.
Hey, this is a serious matter. It's going to cost council
$10,000. It sucks.
Not ideal. But just what strikes me about this is they would have had to have a ute or something to get these out, right?
Yeah.
You can't just go and pocket these and walk off with them.
That's a really astute observation there, Chaney. No, you can't put a Colourbond panel in a pocket and walk off with it.
Thank you. All right. I'm like, simple with the possum.
Yeah.
Yeah, so such a strange thing to steal. And then what are you going to do with them?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, feel free to call 545-11919. In a lot of these cases, I mean, building materials are expensive, incredibly expensive. And what these people have done is a dog act, lowest of low, stealing from a frigging playground for crying out loud. It was a safety measure on a playground. Have a good hard look at yourself, then throw away the key.
Mm.
But I saw something the other day where thieves had ripped something like 3 kilometres of copper wire out of a joint because copper is so expensive.
I've heard that
A lot of people who've fallen on harder times, let's put it that way, and ended up addicted to certain things, and then they
They go for the copper.
Yeah,
straightforward.
So, anyhow, it is a weird thing to steal the fence from a playground.
Right. So that's what we want to talk about.
I find that offensive, by the way.
You've already made that gag, and it wasn't funny the first time. 545-11919. What's the strangest thing?
It's really the height of arrogance.
That you've had stolen from you. We want to hear your stories.
Oh, you're right there?
No, I'm not. Trust me, I'm not laughing at your jokes. I'm just coughing.
I really find you're being a barrier to comedy right
now. Oh, my God. It's not good comedy, though. It's really not.
Don't look gummy. Sound like you've had a bunger or something.
It's not good gummy, mate.
Give us a call. What's the strangest thing that's been stolen from you after some thieves have hit up Karoi, the Hinterland Adventure Playground, and stolen 27 powder-coated fence panels and a gate? What are you doing with that?
Fair dinkum, though. That is a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, those panels, what are they? Correct me if I'm wrong, tradies. They 1,200... 1,800?
Yeah. Nah, more like 1,284, I think, per slab.
That's a really weird. It's not a slab. It's a panel, but any.
Did I sound like I knew what I was
can
talking
you,
about
Can
for
you
a second?
Try and sell me fence panels now? Just go for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, these ones will keep the kids out of the pool. So we can do a slab of those
roughly
ones.
Roughly how high are they?
Yeah, 12 feet.
12 feet?
Yep.
I think that's twice as high as regulations permit. Am I going to cut these in half?
Well, we offer privacy at my... what is it? Fencing business?
And sorry, just quietly, what sort of spacing should I put the posts in?
It depends whether you, do you have any possums around? Because they can get through.
That's a bit weird.
So if you want the possum-proof ones.
The post goes in the ground and then what everything else gets affixed.
The slats, I believe we call it, is what goes above that.
Okay.
Okay. We've digressed.
I'll just go to Bunnings, thanks.
Probably for the best. Give us a call now. We want to know.
Sorry. I know it's a complete digression. New idea, and I wish I was staying on longer because we could do it. We put you in charge of a local Sunny Coast business and see how long before it goes bust.
Oh, gosh. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. 545-11919. Get involved. Let's go to Alicia in Woodford. Alicia, what's the strangest thing that's been stolen from you?
At the Ecker last year, we had a little baby at the time and went to make her bottle and realised that the thermos we had full of hot water had been taken out of the pram.
Someone nicked your thermos?
It was a Kmart thermos too. I was like, come on, what are you?
I was going to say, bottles these days, drink bottles aren't what they used to be. We got gifted a couple by the great team up of Adventure Concepts and Battery World. Remember last time?
Yeah, did you lose yours?
No, I've still got mine and I had a look at it. I thought I'd check out how it is. It's a $180 water bottle.
What?
Crazy.
Well, the Kmart thermos, surely. The Kmart thermos.
Who makes a Kmart thermos?
Yeah. That is
fair dinkum. I'm outraged.
Maybe they thought, because I had an auntie once who used to sneak red wine into the footy in a thermos.
Yeah.
Maybe they thought that your thermos was full of red wine.
They weren't going to reach up to this boiling water.
Yeah.
Hey, Leish, do you ever get when Cheney is saying things, oh, my auntie this, my auntie that, she's really talking about herself?
100%.
It sounds like it's a cry for help if ever I've heard it.
Red wine at the footy is blasphemous to me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alicia. Very good stuff. Appreciate it, as always. The Queen of Woodford.
Now to the Queen of Budrum. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
She likes the royal title, I think.
Yeah.
Deb, just want to know, has someone stolen something weird off you?
Yes. Strange story. Back in 1988, trip to Fiji. Arrived staying with friends and they had, I forget the name they had back then for like a housemaid or whoever. Anyway, she unpacked the suitcases out of the car, unpacked my husband's clothes, put them away, not mine. But back in the 80s, we used to have little beads or pearls on our underwear and in the middle of our bras.
Oh, yeah.
She cut off all the beads off all my underwear.
Wow.
What?
She stole your pearl necklace.
Jenny. She literally took a pair of scissors to your undies and cut off the beads.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch what she did. I assume that she did that.
Wow.
How does that go then? Like, you know, a few moments later, she's in the arms of her beloved and he's like, oh, these are nice. Where'd you get these? And she's wearing them on her ears. Well, you know, that Aussie lady.
What she did with them.
Yeah, that Debbie, don't ask me how I got her name, but she's a great tipper. that's what would have happened. That's just weird, Deb.
That is
exactly
so
what
weird.
We wanted. Thanks for that.
Whatever happened to beads on undies as well?
Yeah, good point.
That used to be a real thing.
Actually, 545-11919.
What happened to beads?
If you've got bedazzled underwear, special points if you're a bloke. Love that. Thank you, Deb. Opening our senses and our minds as usual. Asha, what happened, man?
One Halloween, like 1 or 2 years ago, we put out like some gnome statue for Halloween.
Oh, no.
And next morning, we wake up, look outside, and there's no gnome statue.
No gnomes.
Who's stealing a gnome?
What an idiot. Someone with no sense of community.
Oh, that's for sure. How dare you make light of Ash's problem?
You were the first person to do an oh gnome, and then you winked at me. Okay. Asha,
Ash.
That sucks. Did you ever find them, or was there no sign of them?
Oh, no.
I believe the word is oh, no.
There we go. Have a good afternoon, Asha.
Thanks, Asha.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9
CFM. I feel like I'm being replaced.
You are.
Right? Well, I actually literally am, because next Friday is my final show.
Mm.
But you may remember last year I did Rainbow Festival.
You did?
The full 9 yards and Harry Styles, my drag alter ego, a bit of comedy on stage as well. And now you've gone up a notch.
We've gone up a notch because you weren't funny. This guy is funny. Hans is bringing his disco spectacular show to Caloundra Event Centre September 17th, so only a few days away. He joins us now. Hello, Hans.
What do you mean, Luke? Can I call you Luke?
You can. My last day next Friday, mate.
What is it that...
20 seconds.
What is it that Ellie did?
I know.
Well, that's all, mate. That's HR. ironically.
I understand. Trust me. I've had a few HR issues in my time, let's be honest.
What's your worst? Anything you can share on radio?
Oh, let me just say, you know, the people I travel with, some of them call me Hansi Weinstein. Which
Hansi Weinstein.
I don't know if this is the best-selling tactic.
Yeah, come to my show.
Can I clarify?
Yeah.
You can.
Not like that kind of a show. Not for $75 after all.
No, yeah. You got to pay premium if you want that kind of experience.
I'll tell you what, I've actually performed at the event at Caloundra, you'll remember, Ellie.
Mm.
CFM's big break. I was in spandex. I did a dance medley with 9-year-old girls from a local dance school.
Mm.
I did a little bit of ballet, a little bit of jazz, and some hip hop.
Well, it's funny you should say that because my show is pretty much that as well.
Great.
The girls are a little older, but they're still wearing the same costumes.
Are you saying that just to clear up the whole Hansi?
Yes, I am. And also, they are currently looking at me with a lawyer present.
That is fair.
That's fun.
That is fair. So what happens at a disco spectacular, Hans? Yeah.
Can you handle the truth?
Ellie, what doesn't happen? It's, you know, glitter, feathers, disco, songs, dance, and a lot of fun. Listen, I've got to say, you look out the window today, things are pretty bleak, aren't they? People are up in arms, people are angry at each other. This is the show where you can just escape reality, you know? Switch off. There's nothing intellectual at this show. Some of you may leave the show dumber than the way you walked in, if that's even possible.
I've got to say, that actually sounds like a very good promo for our show.
Yeah, that's a great point.
We should collaborate.
We should. Well, you're leaving. Well, I mean, Bex is leaving, Hans, so I'm looking for a co-host.
He's looking for work.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm always recruiting new talent on and off the stage.
Thank you.
No, but I think you come and be on my
excuse
show,
excuse me,
Hans.
Ellie, do not cramp my style, okay?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Does that mean the first offer's off the table? I'm not sure. What's going on?
Look, honeys, I dare say I would love to take his position at the CFM. I don't know if the fee is up to it just yet.
Nah.
There might be a bit of contract negotiation going on, and then we'll sit.
Can I ask you this, Hans? If you were negotiating your radio contract right now, what fringe benefits would you build into it?
Yes.
Fringe benefits? I would say, oh, gosh. I mean, that is... How long's a piece of string? My gosh. I definitely think... Your own office. This open plan business is overrated. I think, you know, there's one thing we've learned about the COVID and working from home is that everybody really hates their colleagues. Let's be honest.
That's why Bex is leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I could have told you that.
How popular you are, Ellie.
Yes, exactly. Hey, you're my new co-host apparently, Hans, okay? So
doesn't mean you have to be nice to her, though. Does not mean you have to be nice to her. It's a bit of yin and yang.
As we're finding out. Oh, my gosh.
Hans, very much looking forward to Hans's disco spectacular. Yeah. Am I saying that right? Spectacular.
You are. You've got, it's a German pronunciation, and you're picking up the language beautifully, Ellie. Well done.
Thank
Look
you.
At that. Your quick study.
Guten Tag.
Auf Wiedersehen, Hans.
Eichbein. Not for
I cannot wait to see. Look, I'll see you there, kid.
All right, Hans. Love you.
Event Centre Caloundra, September 17.
I know.
You can get tickets from hansofficial.com or we've got a double pass we can give away right now if you like it.
It actually it smells of schnapps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Peach schnapps. Delicious. The best flavour.
Thank you, Hans. See you there.
See you, mate.
Ellie and Bex. 91.9.
The double barrel here, Chaney. Not only am I going to admit that I'm an absolute idiot, but I'm offering doubles to go and see Blue Beetle. The action-packed blockbuster that's fun for the whole family, Blue Beetle, in cinemas September 14th.
Today.
My son's latest word that he loves is airplane, airplane. Any plane
Aeroplane?
Goes over.
Okay.
Any plane that goes over, airplane, airplane. So
cute.
Yesterday he wasn't feeling the greatest, so we're sitting up at the breakfast bar because make him feel better. You sit up at the big boy chair and he's just like, thinks he is.
Oh, to be young
he
again.
He is the prince. He's always like, sit, sit, dada, sit, sit. And I sit next to him and I've got to tell you, I bloody love it.
Do you? Do you get the same kind of thrill that he's getting?
No, it's just for me. It's just the boys, you know.
And the
boys. It's more than that because it's not a boys thing necessarily. I just love my little family, you know, and it's just filling my cup like nobody's business. And anyhow, we're flicking through his book. He's got a book that has all the emergency service aircraft vehicles, anything you can imagine from, you know, water rescue to, you know, regular cop cars and whatever else. And he points them all out, fire truck, and he does this and that, and he loves all that sort of stuff. And he gets to the helicopter and he keeps calling it an airplane, airplane, because he sees him in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
I say, no, mate, I've taught him to say chopper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at that point I was starting to think, because you're trying to explain to your kid why things are called stuff.
Mm.
I'm an idiot. I only just realised, because my wife was explaining to him, it has blades that slice through the air.
Mm.
And I'm like, seriously, at 43 years, nearly 42 years, nearly 43 years of age, 43 in 2 weeks, I went, That's why it's called a chopper.
I mean, I've never thought about it before. As soon as you started this story, I was like,
idiot.
That's where it's going. If someone asked me to explain why it's called a chopper.
Yeah.
But I've never really put two and two together.
Pretty sure the 2-year-old, not even 2-year-old, 20-month-old kid picked it before me.
Well, my 2-year-old nephew taught me the difference between a dump truck and an excavator the other day.
Oh, my God. That's a bit different.
He was pointing out, I don't know what that one is. How do I know that that's an excavator and that one's a dump truck?
One digs stuff up. I mean, I can't afford to get all incredulous and start having a go at you because I didn't know why they called a chopper a chopper.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair.
Fair dinkum. It just dawned on me, right? And I think that's where we go with this little jaunt here on 545-11919. Again, those tickets to Blue Beetle. It's an action-packed blockbuster. It's for the whole family. Blue Beetle only in cinemas September 14. We've got stacks of tickets to go and see that. I want you to admit when you had a bit of a duh moment. Duh.
Yeah, it happened to me recently. Remember when I found out that popcorn was corn that had been cupped?
Popped. Because it's popcorn's in the name. Or like the old receptionist of ours, who was not here, actually, when I used to work on the Gold Coast. Beautiful young lady, very intelligent, actually. And I had to send my license off to get like a blue card or something back in the day. And she looked at me and she's walked, we used to fax in those days. She's walked up to the fax machine and got, how do I can't just put it. I was like, photocopy it first, darling.
Oh, bless.
Fax the photocopy.
Bless her cotton socks.
Duh moments. What didn't you know that was painfully obvious to everyone else? Give us a call, 545-11919.
Yeah, let's go to Katrina in Palmview. Katrina, have you found out something simple recently?
It's actually a saying.
Yeah?
The saying is, it's the last place you look.
What did you...
Of course it's the last place you look. You don't look after you find it.
I mean, you're right.
You are right.
Except, like, when people say it, it's like, oh, it's always been the last place you look, as in you wouldn't think to look there and that's why it's going to be there.
I think that's what Katrina was trying to say.
No, because she means, like, as in it's the last place you look because once you find it, you stop looking.
Yeah.
But if it's the last place you'd think to look, different story.
Katrina, can I ask you, did you know that they called it a chopper because the blades would cut things?
No.
There we go.
Not
see?
And see? I'm 43 as well, so.
Yeah, we must. Yeah, I reckon that in that,
that
month, the Queensland school system really let a lot of people down back then, just quietly. Thank you, Katrina.
Thanks.
All right, let's move on now to Puffy from Little Mountain.
Puffy, can I just say before we get started, I'm a big fan of your dad's work.
Oh, it's Puff Daddy.
Puff's Daddy, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, we nailed it, didn't we? Yeah. Hey, what little fact just dawned on you?
My daughter is about 11 now, but when she was about one, we were in Taiwan, and my husband and I was thinking, you know, how can she always, you know, come to a phone? She's about two. She always comes to our phone or our iPad, and she's able to find a program she wants to watch.
Yeah.
So we were like, it's like she's not even two, and she knows how to typing or something. And we were like wondering what happened. So one day we kind of sneak behind her and try, you know, to see why she can always find exactly the program that she wants to watch. We just realized that on the YouTube, about 10 years ago, they have the voice function. They got the microphone in the side. So me and my husband didn't even know at the time you can use voice to search on iPad and in your iPhone.
Oh, so you didn't know about Siri?
No, it's not Siri at the time.
I feel like you're splitting hairs there, Puff.
It's not Siri. You know how if you go to YouTube or you Google, there's a little microphone in the side. So we didn't know at the time until we saw her and, you know, whip out.
Oh, and then she was just ordering it. She was just ordering it as she plays it.
So 2-year-old taught you about technology.
She's the one. Yeah. We were surprised. We were so surprised that, there's a function that you can use like that.
Yeah.
Future CEO there. Thank you, Puff.
Oh, thanks,
appreciate
Puffy.
Your time.
Thank you.
And say hi to your dad. Kate is in Moorana. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Kate, duh moments. I've had one. You have too, right?
Yes, lots.
What happened?
I love you.
No, there was one today. Someone said to me at work to send something by carbon copy. And I'm like, what do you mean? BCC is carbon by carbon copy.
Oh, yes. Because
I didn't know that.
That's on them, though, for using that. That's an outdated phrase.
Can I chime in as the old man here and explain to the 20-year-olds who are listening? Back in the day, it was still with a lot of places, a lot of takeaways or whatever, or people doing deliveries, you'd have triplicates.
Mm.
And there's carbon paper, and that would be, you know, you'd write on it and it'd transpose whatever you're writing onto the thing underneath. Mm. So, yeah.
There you go. Kate didn't know that.
Kate, you said you've had lots.
I know what carbon paper is, but I didn't know that's what it was in an email.
Oh, what about, and BCC, blind carbon copy. Or otherwise known as a totally dick move in the workplace.
Yeah, absolutely. I hate BCCers.
If you're doing that, you're one step below people who CC the boss on everything.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.